in their respective places of accreditation, which have expressed satisfaction at their appointments. I refer to Mr. Francis Abeka, who is going to Freetown as our High Commissioner to the Republic of Sierra Leone, Mr. Emmanuel Enos, who is going to Doha as our Ambassador to the State of Qatar, Mr. Ernest Burke Asare Esiedu, who heads to Monrovia as our Ambassador to the Republic of Liberia, Mrs. Hannah Amanyakon, who heads to Tel Aviv as our Ambassador to the State of Israel, Mrs. Perpetual Dufo, who is going to Luanda as our Ambassador to the Republic of Angola, Mr. Joseph Kwaku Entry, who will be off to Kinshasa as our Ambassador to the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Alhaji Sayuti Yahya Eid, who heads to Tehran as our Ambassador to the Islamic Republic of Iran. These are all very experienced Foreign Service officers who have risen by these appointments to the very top of their profession. In my former incarnation as Minister for Foreign Affairs, I had the opportunity to work directly with several of these officers and can personally vouch for their competence and diligence. The eighth, Alhaji Ahmed Rufai Yahya Idi, a worthy son of one of the most notable political families of Dagbon in the northern region, is going to Kuwait City as our ambassador to the state of Kuwait. These are the eight persons, six men and two women, who have been called to this important assignment. I congratulate each one of you warmly on your well-deserved appointment. High Commissioner and ambassadors, as I have said before, your roles are threefold: diplomatic, ceremonial, and administrative. You must, however, bear in mind that in all of these, you have the onerous responsibility of preserving and promoting the image of a country whose reputation today amongst the Committee of Nations is high. You represent a country that, as a result of the commendable conduct of the Ghanaian people, is regarded as one of the most stable on the African continent, a beacon of democracy, which is governed by the rule of law and respect for individual liberties, human rights, and the principles of democratic accountability. You are the most visible symbol of our country out there, and in all your actions, you must guard jealously our country's image. And I'm confident that this is a charge you will uphold. As I have re-echoed on several occasions, government has made it a policy to seek more private sector equity financing for infrastructure projects, rather than the historic resort to borrowing and more borrowing that resulted in the ballooning of our debt stock. This means that you have the responsibility to drive private sector investment into Ghana. You are the chief promoters of Ghana's commercial interests to the respective countries to which you are going. Promoting Ghana means working closely with our ministries and agencies at home, whose duties are to generate investment in the country. Remember vividly the slogans of our flagship program: One district, one factory, one village, one dam, planting for food and jobs. They are descriptions of our commitment to the rapid development and transformation of the nation's industrial and agricultural sectors. We are determined to create the appropriate macroeconomic environment which will attract domestic and foreign investment into these, the real sectors of our economy. You have to help in that exercise. I know the seven Foreign Service officers have years of experience in handling matters in our missions, but nevertheless, I urge all of you to strive to develop cordial working relations with the professional foreign service officers you'll find at your duty posts. They have invaluable experience and knowledge of the terrain, which will help you work effectively. You will need their assistance, and they will need your guidance and leadership. Mutual respect is the key to harmonious working relations. Again, your rapport with the Ghanaian communities in your respective countries will be vital to your prospects of success. They will be counting and looking up to you to champion not only our nation's interests, but theirs as well. Do your best not to disappoint them. Ghana is on very good and cordial terms with the countries to which you have been posted. Our bilateral relations span in many cases several decades, and our ties of cooperation remain strong. Your role is to deepen these even further, as well as to explore other areas of effective cooperation, which will inure to the mutual benefit of our respective populations. In two of them, Kuwait and Qatar, were establishing formal diplomatic presence in their countries for the first time. Our ambassadors have the important duty of cementing our relations with both states to promote mutual cooperation. In doing so, you will recall at all times our objective, to build a Ghana beyond aid, a Ghana which is an honest system of governance, free of corruption, and which is self-reliant and exploiting its own resources with hard work, enterprise, and creativity to build the free, prosperous Ghana of the dreams of the founding fathers of our nation. I believe strongly that in you we have the people who can help turn around quickly the fortunes of our country and put the nation on the road to progress and prosperity. The Ghanaian people have placed their hopes for a better life in us. We cannot fail them. I'm looking forward eagerly to working with you in the coming years so we can together realize their hopes and aspirations. Once again, congratulations, and may God bless us all in our homeland, Ghana, and make a great and strong.